places, please. The dance is about to begin.
Hey, yo, what's going on, y'all? It's Aaron bringing you Food for Thought Volume 106 here with the Semi-Social Life of a Black Introvert podcast. Hope that y'all are having a great day wherever you are, wonderful weekend, wonderful week, whatever you're doing. I hope that you are doing it with a smile on your face. Y'all, let's go ahead and hop into last episode. Let's talk a little bit about Working While Black, Chapter 3, called Leaving the Coop. I got a lot of questions about this episode, like, and especially from people who are strong-minded, strong-willed, individuals much like myself. People asking, hey, are you saying that it is okay to quit? Like I said in the episode, yes. Yes. Just because you quit, just because you leave does not mean that you are a quitter. Does not mean that you are someone who lacks consistency. Sometimes it is time to go. Y'all, when I look back at my work history, I stayed at some jobs too long because I didn't believe that I had the power to leave. Oh my gosh, what does this mean? Yo, it almost goes back to Working While Black, Chapter 2, Black Synergy. And I say that because the synergy of the collective folks, the Black synergy that I talked about in Chapter 2, when Black folks, brown folks, when we come together, when we share experiences, when we share joys, when we share encouragement, that is such a special time. But it takes individuals to make the Black synergy of the group. It takes people being empowered. It takes people bringing positive energy, positive thoughts. It takes people who are vision and mission focused and who are tuned with self to be a part of the Black synergy. It takes individuals with energy to be a piece, to be a part of the collective synergy. Y'all, I went through so many years within my working years being employed from job to job and not understanding that I had energy. I didn't believe that I had positive energy because I did not see that I had value. I relied on my jobs to tell me the value and to dictate the value that I had. How they valued me, how they valued me was essentially how I valued myself. If I didn't get a raise, if I didn't get the promotion, then I felt as if I lacked value. So all of the power lied with the employer. But once I hit about age 32, 33, really about the age 32, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I began to see my energy. I began to see like, yo, I have value, that what I bring is important. What I bring is essential. What I bring is creativity. What I bring is vital. It's unique. And because of that, I have value. And because of that, I can take the power back from my employer and place that power within me. That's called empowerment. To be empowered. Once I took that empowerment and held on to it, I realized that I don't need a job. I don't need a supervisor. I don't need a boss. I don't need people to open up doors for me. Yo, I'm gonna say that again. I don't need people to open up doors for me. I can both open up the door and close the door as I see fit. Y'all, I'm not saying I don't need people, but I don't require you to. How about that? I can open up some doors by myself. The work that I do, the creativity that I show, the passion for what I do, it will show up, but I'm not waiting on someone to open up a door for me. And I dang sure won't wait for someone to close the door on me. I will leave when I feel, when the time is right, and I will move on to the next place. I have the power to flee, to leave the coop. I believe that a lot of jobs, a lot of organizations, a lot of companies do not want their employees to be empowered enough to believe that they can open up and create their next opportunities. And so they hire people and they put them in positions of deficit. Work on your weaknesses. Work on your weaknesses. This is where you're weak. Work on your weaknesses, as opposed to putting employees in positions of strength. Maybe it's just me. With most companies that I worked for, with most organizations that I worked for, the focus was a lot on improving the weaknesses as opposed to operating in my strengths. And I believe this is so because when it came time for my employee evaluations at the end of the year, beginning of the year, whatever they were, their weaknesses were always highlighted. Always highlighted way more than my strengths. What do I do well? Doesn't really matter because you got to work on these weaknesses. When it came time to get the raise, this is what I did. This is what I accomplished. It doesn't really matter because we have these weaknesses over here. And so these companies, organizations at times, they strip you of your power. They strip you of your innate creative ability and potential. And it's really, it's a huge sort of, it's almost assimilating. You have to assimilate to the corporate values, strip away your identity and assume our identity. And in doing that, you become just another employee. Just someone who clocks in and clocks out. Someone who is replaceable. Someone who can't move up the corporate ladder unless they get the okay from somebody two or three steps higher. The employee becomes someone who is just grateful to have a job. I'm grateful to be here. I've put in 20 years. I'm grateful to be here. I'm lucky to be here. I had to stop saying stuff like that. Like, yeah, yo, I'm grateful for my job. Cool. Yeah, but I'm not lucky to be here. I'm not lucky to be here because if you look at my work history, if you look at what I bring to the table, if you look at my skills, if you look at my passions, if you look at my experience, really, I'm overqualified for pretty much every job I've ever done. I've been overqualified and underpaid. So luck, if this is luck, I don't want it. Really, even if this is being grateful, I don't want it. I'm not grateful. I'm not lucky. What I went through in my work history is not luck. It's called experience. It's called wisdom. It's called expertise. It's called creativity. It's called going to college and having an education. It's called putting in and investing in trainings and teachings and learning and reading and fine-tuning skills. That's what it's called. That's not luck. That's called preparation. I'm prepared to be here, which is why when the time is right, I also have to be prepared to go. When the time is right, I also have to be prepared to leave. I just do. If I'm prepared to enter into the job, I have to have a point of preparation to leave also. Because I could open up another door. And I truly believe that I can open up another door. Maybe it's me. Once again, this is my podcast. I sort of speak from my experience and from some of the conversations that I have with colleagues and former colleagues. But it's rare. Let me say, it's rare that I've met supervisors, that I've had supervisors and or leadership that have been actively engaged in creating opportunities for their employees to move up in either position or pay. It's been rare because oftentimes their moves or their employees' moves are really contingent upon their move. And their employees can never move up any higher than them or on the same platform as them, because that would, in some ways, in their minds, ruin the power dynamic. Y'all, my employees I've had and people who I've worked with, people who I've supervised, I wanted them to grow and evolve within their work positions. I remember sitting down with so many former coworkers and going over their resumes. Yeah, I hired you. I hired them, right? But also understood there was a glass ceiling. And maybe they can create a way within this organization. Maybe they could have created another position. But just in case, I wanted to give them the tools to leave. The tools to leave on their own accord and not wait for this broken promise of empty words of, yeah, you know, we see you moving up. You know, if you do X, Y, and Z, you'll move up. Nah. I wanted to provide my colleagues the tools that they needed to leave empowered. So we worked on resumes. We worked on interviews. We worked on putting them in positions to lead and to further grow their skills. I actively worked and put them in positions of their strength, of their many strengths. Put them in positions of empowerment, not power, but empowerment. Because they don't have to wait on me to go and grow. I wanted them to go and grow, even if it meant them leaving. Because there's power in leaving, there's power in movement, there's power in having choice, there's power in being able to open up your door. This isn't about luck, it's about empowerment, freedom of choice, creating your own opportunities. So y'all, sometimes you gotta go. Sometimes you gotta flee the coop. Even a chicken will fly over a fence to see something different. So I want you to take that leap of faith. Don't allow your employer, don't allow the people around you to tell you that you can't leave the coop, that you can't fly out and create your next destination. Because that's simply not true. It's time that you get your power back and that you listen to what's on the inside of yourself. You close your eyes and you dream again. And you create your next opportunity and put yourself in a position to win. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And as always, be well.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The journey is over.